Everyone says saying you're good.
Sounds good. Okay, I just wasn't. Huh?
Like you're like way up in that camera right now.
Oh, well, I was kind of scrambling last minute because not everything was clicking in my head about the things that I had been disconnecting and moving around the room, because I'm kind of doing some shifting of my setup. You can't see it from this angle, but over that away, things are changing. And, you know, twice today, earlier today in the day, I was hanging out on Jimmy Hoppa's Goemon stream. Since we're both big Goemon fans, and I was like, oh, I have to plug the mixer back in. And then after that, I unplugged the mixer, and I still didn't get around to getting it in place and hooked up before the stream. And so now I'm like, got plugging the mixer again. Your webcam keeps freezing. Your webcam is freezing periodically.
I'm not sure why it would be. I can see if I can fix it. I have an idea, but I might disappear for a second. So I'm gonna do that. Give me 1 second.
I was afraid I may have bumped some of the settings on the mixer, but I don't. I mean, it doesn't look like I did.
Yeah, I don't think that you did.
But I'm going to turn me down a bit in OBS. Tell me if that is better in general.
Okay, hang on. I'm gonna do something real quick. It's probably gonna disconnect me for a second.
Okay.
So let me just, I have a feeling this is happening before. I was trying to experiment. I was experimenting with teaming my dual LAN. Teaming my you know how the motherboard that we have has two LAN inputs? Well, you can you can team them, meaning that like they work together to create a faster connection.
Really?
And like, I don't think it works that well. I think that this is the reason. But I'm going to try it and see if this fixes it.
Oh, you're going to unplug the other one?
Just use one. Yeah. So just give me a second. Okay. I'm back.
Okay.
Let me see if this fixes it at all.
Maybe you're... I mean, smooth so far, I think. Apparently, I need to raise your volume up a bit. Can you talk a little bit?
Yeah. Testing. 1, 2. Maybe I need to... I can bring it up myself if you need me to.
Well, I think I brought you up to an acceptable level.
Okay.
So, let me know if that is...
it looks like it still might be skipping a little bit. I don't know why I'd be doing that.
Well, I don't know. It's not a major issue, I suppose. So I'm actually going to be really playing this Retro Fighters controller through its first major test. We got this. Apparently, you know, it had a lot of problems at first, but apparently it's considered good now. I briefly played some Mario 64 with it and didn't have any problems, but this is going to be the first time I played anything extended with it. I put the Rumble Pack in.
Right.
It's got those Energizer Ultimate Lithiums in them. So it should last pretty good.
I'm interested in this thing because, you know how I greatly dislike the N64 controller just in general.
Sure.
So I'm interested to see if this is like will be a suitable replacement.
Someone is saying Retro Fighter controller is unsuitable for speedrunning. I'd be curious about the specific reason why. I mean, I don't know if there could be some discrepancy with the analog stick sensitivity or anything like that, or what. But I mean, at a glance, it feels good. I wish the triggers weren't like Xbox style, where they, you know, have a bit of travel in them, because it's just right. It's a digital button, and I like Nintendo's approach. A lot of people, I'm sure, criticize it, but I like the instant click, because I can't think of anything other than racing games where the analog trigger even matters. I like that right. That click. You know, it's just it's there. Click. You
don't have to travel. Exactly.
That's just me, but I don't. You know, I accept that's a thing that's common in controllers, so it doesn't particularly bother me. It's nice that there's two Z buttons, so, you know, it's kind of interesting, because I guess you could, you could fire with the right Z button in GoldenEye, for example, because normally it would be, like, on the left, but modern button mapping, you know, would put it on the right. Of course, I'm used to it for N64, because it's in the middle segment, and it's different, so it doesn't bother me. But
yeah,
so I'm
and this is going to be part of our upcoming third party controllers. Number one, third party controllers.
It'll be sort of a bit of a series.
New and old controllers, pretty like should be fun stuff.
Yeah, let me know if the. If the game volume is a okay level. I have been getting kind of into the Bomberman sound recently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's kind of a nice feel to Bomberman music, I think. I think it's mostly one composer for the series from a little research I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why my video is not running very smoothly. I don't know. It might help. Maybe I could try disconnecting. You want me to try disconnecting, restarting Discord?
Yeah, if you want.
I can do it real quick.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back.
I just noticed that it kind of feels like there is a button under the stick. But anyway, I saw someone in the chat say that the angles are different from the OEM sticks, so apparently that's why they aren't good for speedrunning. Although I wonder if they would work if you got used to it. But I mean, as long as it has the full range and same capabilities as the original stick, you know, I don't
see if this is any better now. I guess we'll see, huh?
I don't have a problem with it necessarily. I mean, you know,
am I just like completely freeze it up now?
Okay.
I saw that the Ace 9921 is asking if there's any thoughts on the recent Sega Ages releases on the Switch. And I bought them the second I saw that they were up. I can't believe I knew they were coming, but I just didn't expect them to release in the U.S. and Japan like at the same time. They didn't really give a U.S. release date until suddenly it was here they are. I mean, I think they're pretty good. I'd like to do a video on them, but I think we have too much stuff going on right now, like, so I'll probably wait until there's a couple more out. You know, it's normal M2, normal M2 quality. It's yet another version of the first Sonic, which is not something that I feel that I need, but I just bought it because using my Nintendo Club gold coins, it was basically free.
My coins went into the online subscription, which knocked like $8 off. But I had to put all my carts in one by one because I'd been forgetting to deal with that.
But the you know, it's kind of interesting that they announced that Sega Genesis Classics is coming out on the Switch and then released the Sega Ages like the day after they announced it. Yeah, Ace, that's, you know, they M2 does a very good job with the Genesis sound chip emulation, I think. And you said that they've stepped it up recently. I think that, you know, they've been trying to get it right for a while.
This stick does feel pretty nice. It's a little smooth, though. Like, the cap is a little smooth. I mean, I don't feel like my... I mean, it's got a grip to it, but there's no... I guess it's most similar to, like, a DualShock 1, 2, or 3 stick cap, but less textured than that.
Interesting. Will there be a tips and tricks episode on dumping ROMs and ripping game discs in the future? It's always possible. I've kind of gotten into this groove where I think I might do a tips and tweaks episode on it. Where I was able to extract my virtual console save files and use them on an EverDrive or an SD to SNES. Took me like a couple of days to kind of figure out, like, through, you know, like other people doing it. And it's not that difficult. I mean, there was a period of time about a year, I mean, where I played games primarily on the virtual console. So I have a whole bunch of games. I got rid of like a lot of my old games at the time. It was a big mistake, and I've basically bought everything back anyways at this point. But I was like primarily using the virtual console, and I had a lot of completed save games from during that time that I just couldn't use. But I found a way to, you know, to extract those save games and then just put the save file, that SRAM file, or the you know, the EEPROM on the EverDrive, and it will load those saves. So I mean, it's
and so
cool.
you got them for SNES and N64 so far?
Yes. The only one I could not get my Genesis one to work yet. I'm still working on it. So like my next thing that I'd like to do is, you know, this kind of ties into the Super UFO a little bit, but I want to see if there's like an easier way. Is I'd like to rip my save files off of my cartridges as well. And I think I can use that. I mean, there's a device called a Retrode that does it, but then it stopped getting made, and then like someone else like made one. But I like, that's something I'm very interested in, because a lot of my save batteries are dying, and I'd like to extract those saves. Get them on the SNES.
You know, an episode that I really hate that I haven't gotten around to yet, and I should make a priority, is the 64 drive, because it's got a dumper module with it that serves as the brain. The 64 drive itself serves as the brain of the dumper module. You can
dump games,
rip load saves, and all that stuff. Although I don't think I really played anything on like virtual console for N64 that I would want to copy a save back to. I mean, Sin and Punishment doesn't really matter.
Right. I mean, I'm just interested in getting those saves off and like preserved, mm-hmm. I guess. And I can use them. Because, I mean, I've already had, like, my Phantasy Star 1, my Secret of Mana, both batteries in those died. And I was able to use, you know, the Super NT to extract all of my my Super NES save files. But now I'm still concerned about, like, Genesis and other stuff. I guess there's not a ton, really. But it's something that I think would be a fun episode to do. You know, just saving your save files.
I played maybe a world and a half of this game on the Virtual Console version. Just to get footage for the episode, and I really enjoyed it.
Is this the one that in the Wii Shop channel that Ant Dude recommended?
Yes, it is.
I should see if maybe he should have joined us for the live stream.
I didn't even think of it. So I kind of had an eye out for this ever since because it's not an expensive game at all. You know, I've seen it many times over the years, but I just hadn't seen it since I started looking for it. And I saw one copy at Retro World, but it was a little dusty, and I thought the guy wanted a little much money for it. $15. I asked him for, I instead got Breath of Fire for $29 from that seller, which, and I'm glad I did that instead of Bomberman here, because that was like the last money I had. and I'm glad I did that, because then I went to a local shop, a little over a week ago, and they had a copy for a very clean copy for $12. So that's what I'm playing.
You're not using the Retro Tank. You're using the
Ultra HDMI. This is Ultra HDMI, as evidenced by this.
So let's talk about the new episode a little bit.
Sure.
It was something, you know, we'd actually thought about doing this like a long time ago, and and it's something we were able to plan out enough in advance to get everything together in time for it. I mean, we wrote the previous Virtual Console stuff, I don't know. I shot it last Saturday, right?
Was it Saturday or Sunday? I can't quite remember.
No, it was Saturday.
I mean, we basically wrote that maybe like Thursday and Friday, like the stuff that already existed.
Right.
And
which in itself is just basically like a quick rundown of multiple other RPG episodes anyways, so it wasn't too crazy.
I mean it was just all stuff I knew off the top of my head, you know. But yeah, so we you shot that, and then I edited that like fairly casually over the course of like 2.5 days or something.
Right, I think that you finished it like Tuesday afternoon.
And I wasn't working like super crazy on it. I mean, I worked a lot, but it wasn't like intense. And then Adok bomb.
And then the service came out, I want to say...
like about 10...
like 9 o'clock or something on Tuesday.
I think it was like 10. We were like 10:20 or something like that.
Yeah. So we both jumped up on Discord and just started talking. And
testing,
talking about,
capturing a few things, completing a few... like I had already recorded material from like original hardware, RGB mod, NES Classic Edition that would have overlap with the games included on the service. So I already had that ready and I just needed to capture the exact same clips from that. So we got our information together, had, you know, a little bit written Tuesday night and finished writing Wednesday morning and into Wednesday afternoon. I was kind of moving slow by Wednesday evening, but I got my stuff shot. I got it strung out. And then I put like the comparisons that I had already made, I put them into place on that segment of the video. But then otherwise, everything happened Thursday. I mean, granted, I went to bed after 5 a.m., but everything happened Thursday and into the wee hours on Friday. So, I mean, it definitely I guess instilled some newfound confidence in myself, I think, because I felt like I felt for a long time like I was just working way too slow in general, and like I just felt like I had a hard time getting my momentum up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wasn't getting into like an editing groove where I was like editing things efficiently very well, but it helped so much that you were, you know, gathering the materials and then it was just editing into place pretty easily.
And it's nice because, you know, it gives us more time to kind of do what our task is for that,
right,
that
right.
episode. You know, like I could set up more shots and get you some more stuff and, you know, you're not constantly second guessing like, oh, I maybe if I reshoot this I can make it look a little bit better,
right? Exactly. So that's
you get it and it's like, okay, this is what I have and I'm going
to
use it.
I'm going to figure out where does it go, how can I edit this in, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. It, you know, because that's why I always find myself like, my perfectionist tendencies get the better of me. And who's going to notice that something wasn't exactly how it was in my head except for me, you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's very relieving when you're, for the most part, just the editor. And it's like, okay, I'm, you know, this is what I'm handed. I'm going, and it lets me be more creative with the editing. Because I can just, you know, think about purely in terms of, okay, I need to find a place for this shot, you know?
Right.
You know, I'm not making a movie or anything, you know, I'm just...
it's not, I mean, you know, sometimes the amount of effort put into, you know, the 4K episode almost felt like it was like a movie.
I know. But, you know, this, it really worked so well, and I think we want to do a lot more of that. In fact, we're talking about how we can do that for our next episode.
Just like a number of things as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be, we're both going to be full time here in
a week.
In a week. And, you know, we want to get episodes out quicker. And it was really nice just having something that was more timely like that. Like, it was like, okay, so it just released. Let's get this video out. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of like some people are really curious about it. And we can, it's not like 2 months later. It's
exactly
two days later, it's kind of it was nice.
So the whole process made me feel just sort of refreshed, and I mean, yes, I was super tired all week because, you know, I feel like the pressure of the whole thing made it a little tough to sleep, I think, but at the same time, it went so easily.
Right.
It just went really well, and I think I'll not feel such pressure in the future so much.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be exciting. I think that it was like some confidence that we needed.
Yes,
I think,
and I feel like it hit at the right time, you know, going into full time, really. So
yes, because you know, once we go full time, we're not gonna be able to survive, like, you know, just having one or maybe two episodes a month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to have stuff out quickly, but also just, you know, things that are relevant to the time period. It's like, okay, so this is kind of interesting. Let's like do something on this because we want to as well.
And I think we'll feel, oh no. Okay. I'm not going to try and get some of these crystals that are really hard to get. Not that that was what killed me, but it's too time consuming sometimes. But dividing the tasks much more than we have in the past. I mean, you know, we really should be taking advantage of the fact that, you know, we're a YouTube channel of two people more often than we do.
Right. Well, I mean, and I was telling you last night that I think that we took advantage of it a lot last year, but this year it's been very, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
That we've both been in I don't think we've been in a non-RGB episode together like the entire year.
But, you know, I feel like we took more advantage of the fact that we could divide the tasks for one episode more with this episode, perhaps, than any other.
Right.
I mean, I guess maybe, you know, you could say... what did I say? I said I wasn't going to try to get the hard crystals. But it's okay. But I shouldn't have done it. It's too risky. But we did things like that one episode that had like Gunstar superheroes and stuff like that in it.
But even that was, that was like over a year ago, I think.
Right, but I mean, my point is, like, we did divide editing duties on. We edited our own parts, but this was different. Like, this was basically, you're getting almost all the material, and I'm editing.
Yes.
I mean, I got some material, but you got, you know, probably 80% of it.
Right.
And that just made editing go so much better.
Because you can just stay focused on the edit and you don't have to stop.
Right. And you know, it's always like, I'm used to, you know, getting through, you know, not as many minutes of video per day as I did this. And it was just like, oh, like it felt good to be like filling in the timeline so fast. And, you know, the momentum of that kept me energized and motivated, and you know, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I'm excited about the potential. I mean, basically, after I am going to be traveling to go to a wedding next weekend, but after that, you know, it's like we're going all in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once I get back from that, we've got documentary projects like. Basically, like coming out of every orifice at this point.
Yeah, well, we have to actually edit them. That's what I'm nervous about. The one I'm going to be editing is not too big, but the one you're editing is a much more challenging task, I think. So
yes,
I'm going to have to sort of focus on editing the episodes they'll be releasing for the near future.
Yes,
And, you know, you'll be working on something that is going to kind of take an unknown amount of time, I guess.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it because I've spent a lot of time. You know, I've been doing stuff on it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you've kind of been just going through the footage and maybe capturing stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've been, like, kind of getting a wrangling, like, how I imagine it to be in my head. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff coming up, and I think that I'm excited. And this is, you know, this past week was a good motivation. And, you know, like, we're going to be really trying more of a game-focused episode that is going to be done in a similar way if we get a review copy of something that we applied for.
Even if we don't get the review copy, I think we're going
to
probably do it anyway, but we just won't be able to do it as timely.
Yeah,
I mean, think it's going to be tough to get it done totally timely anyway, but we'll see. Who knows?
I mean, I think that we can, like, if we're, like, splitting the duties again, like, we can do it. But if we, you know, we're gonna see what happens.
I just don't want to work too crazy this week after last week. I want to mostly focus on writing and capture.
And I want to figure out the new thumbnail style. I don't know if anybody noticed, but we've kind of gone back to and, like, tweak some of our episode titles.
Like, for example, someone was asking about tips and tweaks.
Right, right. Generally, I think that we're, like, the content's not gonna change, and the border color will be the same, but we're just, like, kind of getting rid of the episode style.
The name. Other than RGB.
Other than RGB, yeah, because RGB is gonna stay being like a college course, but you know we're gonna get rid of like the showcase, like game showcase being listed on there.
Because we're just gonna make a showcase about a game, it'll just be a showcase about a game. We don't have to call it that. The
subject is gonna be in there. Like it's just extra information in the video title that I think that didn't really
didn't add much but
ourselves that we imagined it having
and not just that, like this past episode was a good example of I wasn't really able to give this episode I wanted to call it NES on Nintendo Switch versus Virtual Console, Original Hardware, Mods, and More. And for some reason in my head that didn't sound like that long of a title, but I, you know, we had to significantly pare it down. You know, so it gives us more room to be descriptive with the subject. You know?
Yes, exactly. There's a Corsigers Spawned. This is a really sweet message. He says, "Hey guys, long time watcher here. After I lost my job and lost my mom due to cancer, I got in a spiral of darkness. I really want to thank you guys for being there for me in that dark period."
Well, thank you.
Well, thank.
Well, we try to be.
I'm glad that you're doing okay.
Yeah, We like to be positive, you know?
Yes. Look at that. Look at that. Are you fighting? Is that just like when it died? It's like a rotation in the place. But I guess in general, you know, we're just getting rid of like the episode style names except for RGB.
Yeah.
It'll be easier for us, you know?
Yeah. Well, we've definitely, we're still going to be making things in certain styles, like...
And the style is not going to change. It's just going to get, it's essentially just getting rid of that word from the title.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it kind of opens
up. Because no one's like, no one's like, ooh, I wonder what's next for the Showcase series, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, you know.
Although, I mean, something like Rare after Nintendo, I mean, that will probably stay in the title.
I mean, that stays in the title. That'll stay in the title, obviously. I mean, it's just
Whenever that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I actually change a lot of those. Like, it's just like, say Grab by the Ghoulies. It's just like Grab by the Ghoulies, Rare after Nintendo number one.
Oh, okay.
Is what I called it. So it's just like numbered out, you know? But, you know, I mean, there's been times where we've thought like, oh, I don't even know where this fits in into one of those subjects. And it's like, well, let's just get rid of them. It's like, make that what we want to make and not have to like worry about if it's going to fit into a certain box.
Oh, I see. The B button makes them go backwards.
Right, right. Jeff O says, don't put limits on content.
So what's, the chat room have opinions on this game? I feel like this game, like when it came out, it wasn't what people wanted out of a Bomberman game, but I feel like it's kind of well regarded now.
I don't know.
Because I do hear a lot of people bring it up, you know, more people than just Ant Dude. I'm pretty sure our good friend 8-Bit Duke likes this game, and he's not even an N64 guy.
Yeah, but he's a big Bomberman guy, just in general.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've traditionally not been a huge Bomberman fan, but I don't really care that much about Bomberman multiplayer, but I have been here and there enjoying Bomberman single player. I'm definitely wanting to get more games in the series than I have had in the past. That was a big grab.
Really quick, King Koopable in the chat is asking, in the 4K video, you say that the OSSC only outputs RGB full, but you recommend setting everything to limited. You switch your TV to full every time you play your OSSC.
That's...
Like, for some reason, I think TVs, like, when they get, like, that kind of off-spec...
Well, I think what it is I think our TV... I mean, this certainly might not apply to every TV by any means, but... what our LG TVs do, I think they remember settings on a per resolution basis.
Well, not always. I mean, mine sees it, and you can set it to high and low, or normal and low. But with the OSSC, for some reason, my TV sets the black level when it's just getting the OSSC. It sets it to auto.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, for me, I set it to high.
A lot of people remember it on a, like, just like they remember the, whether you have it set to 4:3 or 16:9 or.
But see, here's what happens for me. If I use, say 3X on the OSSC, my TV switches to limited because I, you know, for other sources that I might be using 720p for, like the PS3, for example, I want to be using limited. So, when it detects 720p from the OSSC, my TV puts it limited because it's like, oh, he likes it set to, low black level for 720p, even though it's the OSSC. But here's the thing. The only resolutions that I, unless I'm capturing footage for a specific mode for any particular reason, I only use 1200p and 960p with the OSSC. So that's why it's not a problem. I never have to set it because nothing other than the OSSC that I have hooked up uses 1200p or 960p. So,
It just remembers it.
So it just remembers. So yeah, I basically never have to change that setting. Except when I'm making episodes about 4K video for 3 months. oops. Every once in a while I forget the button. B is throw and R is place for whatever reason. Darkwood. I think this might be as far as I played when I was capturing footage for the episode. I mean, I definitely didn't need to record that much, but I mean, I was having fun, so. You know, even though I could be, you know, playing this on virtual console and, you know, have higher resolution, you know, I've really gotten in this place where I just
rather play on the original hardware. I'd rather
play on the original hardware, and not even just, I'm not even just talking about emulation, like also like you know, I you've got the Crash Bandicoot remake, for example, but
right.
I want to get those games for, I don't have any of them, but I kind of want to get them for PlayStation. I just want to play them in their original form for whatever
reason.
I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that several years ago, but lately I've kind of felt that way. I am kind of thinking about doing a video on the Spyro.
There's a lot of Spyro stuff out there already. I'm gonna warn you. There's a lot of Spyro stuff
out there. Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, Spyro is pretty. It's pretty popular.
How has Spyro gotten so big, like lately? It seems.
Well, because there's probably with the announcement of the remakes, and also, you know, that the first three are the only ones that anybody really cares about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like kind of like how Crash, everyone got excited about Crash when they announced the Insanity trilogy, because the first ones are the ones that everyone enjoy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people enjoy the other ones too, obviously, but, you know, Spyro has been lost in this, like, years of Skylanders.
Yeah. And now, which I thought people liked, but now I'm wondering if I misunderstood. Skylanders was, like, discontinued. I guess, was it not doing very well?
No, it did good for a long time. I don't know if it's done. I mean, I thought they retired it.
Okay, yeah, I think this is the level I stopped. And got a Geodude throwing rocks at me over here. So there appears to be three areas on planet one. I wonder if we'll be going to like a bunch of planets after this, or maybe just one planet.
I'm guessing you're going to go to a bunch of them. They're all going to be themed differently.
Well, I mean, there's been, like, this has been more of an underground sort of world.
Yeah, it's one of the Corpse 413 says, hey, it's one of the 150 Pokemon.
that's right.
I'm glad that got to get used again.
I knew it would make you happy.
of Pokemon.
The main reason I used that tape was
because really in bad quality, and that got pulled down from video game B-roll.
Oh, like pulled down.
Yeah, I mean they flat out.
I mean, like, come on! Like Nintendo's not like Nintendo isn't preserving that video anywhere. If they were, then I'd be like, okay, whatever.
I don't know. It might not be Nintendo.
Maybe not. I mean, I guess the Pokemon
Maybe
company
it's the
might
Pokemon
have
company.
The Pokemon company might have their own rules. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's Game Freak, but isn't it technically the Pokemon company?
Well, I mean, Game Freak is the developer, but I think Pokemon Company was just kind of created to manage it because it's just such a gargantuan property. And I guess, you know, it needed its own entity to just manage the monstrosity that it is. That's
right.
My understanding, I think.
Well, we should call it the Pokemon.
The Pokemon Company. Like, what if we just made like a whole series of videos about Pokemon, but we call it Pokemon every time without context or qualifications? Like, you know, we just made this gigantic series of Pokemon videos, but absolutely never called it Pokemon.
We just call it Pokemon.
We just call it Pokemon.
I think I can get behind that. Especially since I don't care about Pokemon at all.
I'm not a big enough fan to spend super significant time making a whole bunch of videos about. I like Pokemon.
You like a game like every 4 or 5 years.
I tend to skip like every other generation because it's just like after I've beaten one, I'm like, that was really fun, but I can't see myself doing this again like quite this soon.
Right. I did offend half the internet when I said I don't care about Pokemon, but you know.
I mean, you were not the right age when it came out.
No. I was like about as far from the right age as probably you could be. I mean,
right.
I was 19 when it came out.
And I think something that people don't understand nowadays, because I feel like people nowadays, when they get into Pokemon when they're a kid and they like Pokemon like for their entire life, then, or at least that's the case for a lot of people. Like
right.
People think of Pokemon as something that you're just never going to grow out of. But I think if you were too old when it first became a thing, I think it's perfectly understandable that you're just never going to get into it. I was like right on that threshold. You know, it was, you know, I could have got into it or I couldn't have. And I got into it, but not like crazy. But, you know, once every 5 or so years, you know, I'll play one. I'm like, yeah, this is great. And, you know, come back in another 5 or 6 years, you know, skip a generation. It's not.
Seffy in the chat says she didn't think that I was older than her. I'm actually, you know what, in December I'm going to be 40.
Whew.
I'm just going to say it, I'm going to be 40 in December.
So why is this guy fighting me? I wasn't really reading his text box
says,
too much.
If you insist, you'll love to fight me. The last thing I saw.
I feel like they're, I mean, he's kicking my bombs. I feel like there might be some meaning 40. To the colors, the tile colors. I don't know if I just hurt him then. He's got some decent evasion skills. Oh no!
He Yeah, I was born in 78, December of 78. So almost not 78. In fact, my birthday is December 26th. So it was really close. What the heck? Did the stream go offline?
Huh?
Oh, no, now it's back. Huh? It must just be my connection, maybe.
I'm not,
It seems to be back. Yeah. Nobody's saying anything about it.
I've got 0.3% dropped frames. I don't know when that happened.
Oh, I just... seems to be okay, though, now. Stream hiccup, but you're still up. Okay. So it did. It lagged for a second. Our core audience is a lot younger than us. I don't know. Like, I sometimes... I mean, Troy, you just turned 33?
Hold on. Let me think for a second. 34.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if that's true.
I think that, like,
I think our audience skews older than a lot of other YouTube audiences.
Mainly. Yeah, so I think...
I mean, I know there's a lot of younger people who do like the show, and I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And a lot of families watch together. We've always got the mom and dad and kids coming up to us at conventions and stuff.
Yeah. That always... makes me happy.
This guy kind of makes me think of like one of the chibi Final Fantasy sort of style characters. Especially with like how he's like casting magic spells.
But yeah, I mean, looking at our analytics, I think that our main demographic... I mean, look, I'll bring it up right now. Let's see if I can take a look. Our demographics. Is, like, primarily 25 to 34. Yeah. And just above... our second highest demographic is 35 to 44. The third highest. I can look at the pie chart. Oh, here we go. Okay, so yeah, 44% of our viewers are 25 to 34. 30% is 35 to 44. 2% of our viewers are 13 to 17.
And I do
1.2% is over 65.
I do think you'd like this controller a lot.
You think so?
Yeah.
I might have to get one if you think that it'd make the N64 a bit more bearable to me.
I mean, you know, part of the reason I wanted to play this game tonight was I wanted to go play a game that I don't really know. You know, because I feel like that I could look at the controller a little more objectively that way. You know, playing it with Mario 64, it's like, I mean, I know exactly how Mario 64 feels. And, you know, while it seemed, you know, very good in the light testing I did, it's like, but would I seriously ever choose to play Mario 64 without the controller I'm used to, you know?
Yeah. Hang on one second.
But playing a game I don't know, it's like, yeah. I mean, because I only ever played this with, I guess it was probably a classic controller when I captured that footage. Which I don't particularly like playing N64 games with the classic controller.
Yeah, I can understand that. Around 2% of our demographic is female, looking at the information that YouTube provides me. And that entire demographic is from 18 to 44.
Is kind of a broad age range.
Well, that's just... That's just where all that demographic is. But... I don't know. Maybe we'll. I don't know how we can like expand the demographic. Game Dave says that, you know, I should involve my kids a little bit more often. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't think they have any real interest in that, anyways.
What's your favorite Bomberman? Like, I don't really know how much... I mean, I've always assumed...
I haven't really played much. You know, I played, like, Saturn Bomberman a little bit. I'd love to own Saturn Bomberman.
Yeah.
I did just buy the PS4 one, though. Because it was...
PS4 one?
Yeah, the Bomberman R.
Oh, okay.
The Shiny Edition.
Oh, is that what it's called for some reason?
Yeah, I don't know. I bought it because it was on sale for $20 at Best Buy, and then you could get, you know, I had the Gamers Club unlocked, so it was like $16.
Oh, yeah. I actually just got, you know, that's the great thing about the Gamers Club is, like, you can still get, like, you know, stuff that's already pretty cheap, you can get for even cheaper. Like, I just got a Yakuza 0 because I didn't know that was $20 now. It's a
yeah.
What do they call it? They finally abandoned greatest hits. It's like, it's just PlayStation hits, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And like, I have had my eye on that game as like a way to see if Yakuza is for me. So
yeah. Yakuza.
Yakuza, whatever. I don't
the Yakuza.
I don't think too deeply about how to pronounce it. Maybe I will once I start playing the games. I got that for $16.
It's worth it.
That was nice. I'm really going. I'm going to miss that. You know, I'm going to lose my subscription. I think Metroid Samus Returns came out.
You got it?
Yeah, that was when I got it. So, which unfortunately I was not able to apply that to it. But whatever, I guess.
But that was a year ago, so you got about a year left.
I've got about a year left. I think it was September last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think I signed up for it in like a month before they announced that it was going away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we did because we're going to be able to save a lot of money on games now that you can't do it on Amazon. Like, once that goes away, I don't think there's really going to be anything comparable out there, is there?
No.
To be honest, I don't know what the gyms are doing for me other than, you know, they're just shiny things that I feel compelled to pick up.
I think, you know, I think that we're going to be doing like maybe some broader topics now that once we're doing this full time.
Broader topics in what sense?
I mean, just like, you know, like game based episodes has been like a lesser thing lately.
Yes.
For a long time. And I mean, there's going
to
be.
I want that to come back for sure.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, we'll still have like specialized stuff, like very niche things, but also, you know, you never know what we might get into. If something is inspiring us. You know, when it comes to like our game focus episodes, we already know what we're going to be doing. It's not just going to be like, oh, here's some stuff about that game. It's going to be more, I guess, like all encompassing without getting like too crazy. But I mean, we'd like to show like supplemental materials and like different versions of games, you know, like different ways to play them.
Much
like,
more so, what is this game or what is this series than like a review per se?
Yes, exactly.
You know, hey, what are some, you know,
like it's all like different versions, like different ports and like also like other media about that game. If if it exists, stuff like that. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be pretty fun, I think, to make. Yeah, like the your episode on Nintendo Power's Best 100. I mean, that's like, it's kind of a fun thing to like to go through, you know. I think you'll see stuff like that. Well, we'll see.
I don't like this level.
Well, if you like Game Fan Magazine, you might like something that will be having in a documentary in the future, hopefully. If you may have seen if you saw last week's stream, you saw like a preview of something that's just not about the only material we showed in that preview is about EGM, but it's kind of what?
I said, oh no.
Oh, I thought you say, oh, you don't say anything more. It's gonna be more of an all encompassing game magazine in the 80s and 90s documentary. So it's gonna be pretty neat. That's kind of a passion project of mine. And it's a passion project of mine and Joe Redifer's. Like it was like him and I talking, it's like, oh, let's make this happen. And he was there when we shot the all the EGM stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much a passion project of mine. I have no idea when it's going to come out because we have a lot of stuff that we'd like to shoot for it, but that requires a lot of traveling. And it's just about...
It's going to be ongoing for a while, for sure.
Yeah, we need to be able to afford the travel for that stuff.
Yeah, we're kind of low on travel funds at the moment.
Yes, I mean, we're like kind of done basically at this point. I mean, we'll go if we can do it for real cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to replenish a bit.
Yes. Yeah. What are our thoughts on the PlayStation Classic?
I think it's kind of expensive.
Wait, you think it's expensive?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just... $100? I mean, I definitely want to get one, but that makes even me kind of pause, you know?
See, I didn't... They didn't make me pause at all, because I feel like
I mean, those games are huge, but storage is so cheap these days, you know?
Yeah. But I think that it just...
I mean, I'm definitely interested, and I think that's probably... Probably almost definitely going to be an episode for us.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
But
I mean, technically, it doesn't come with an AC adapter, but it comes with a USB-C cord with just a USB end on it. So I'm guessing that you can just plug it into your TV. I'm guessing that you just plug the USB into your TV that comes with it. Because it's a USB-C to USB-A or whatever the normal is. So you can just plug it into like the side port of your TV, which I think is like kind of the basic idea of what they are expecting to do.
Yeah, the AC adapter thing doesn't bother me. I don't mind the fact that it's, you know, a non-DualShock, because I actually really like that controller. Any time I can play a game without using...
But all those games...
I think it's mostly going to be kind of early games, is my impression.
I don't know. Like, I thought it would have been fun to do a video on the games that we'd like to see on it, and then like the games that we wish would be on it that would never possibly be on it. Like, I thought that'd be kind of a fun thing to do, but like the time for that has probably passed at this point.
We don't really have the workflow to make such a reactionary video.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, technically we could if we wanted to. That's something we could probably do in a day if we're both on it, mm-hmm. and we're just both capturing footage. And it was just like voiceover with a couple of like maybe a on camera intro and outro.
Well, I'm trying to just rush through this level because it's giving me a hard time.
But I think that, you know, I am personally looking forward to it. I mean, what is like the SNES Classic and the NES Classic have like what, like 1 gig of storage on it? And I don't think Final Fantasy VII, and that's like over a gig itself.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I still think that like storage is not going to be increasing.
Legend of Dragoon is on there, and that's like that's 4 discs.
Oh, I didn't realize Legend of Dragoon was on it.
No, it's not announced. But like, what if it is?
Oh,
I mean, that can add up quick, I'm sure. But I mean, not only that, but the amount of content in each game is vastly vastly significant compared to like the NES Classic and the Super NES Classic.
That's very true.
I mean, Tekken 3 alone, you know, it has like a ton of characters, tons of unlockables. And yes, I do understand that they are like it's, you know, Tekken 3 is basically like a $3 to $5 game these days.
But I think it's gonna be pretty neat.
Probably gonna be NDP, like, you know. What if it's outputting at 4K?
I mean, what if? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's falling apart.
I'm guessing it's not gonna be 720.
I think it's cool. I think a lot of people are going to complain, though, that, I mean, it looks like they're rendering the games at 240p, and I think a lot of people are probably going to complain about that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that doesn't...
Not me,
that,
personally.
Like, no, it doesn't bother me. I will say that the one thing that really kind of surprised me is I cannot do this level anymore. I just need to get out of this level. I can't believe they just called it they straight up called it the PlayStation Classic. Like, everyone calls the NES Classic the NES Mini. So they should have just called this the PlayStation Mini. Because
everyone calls the PlayStation 1 the PlayStation Mini.
I don't know. Is that true? Do they?
That's what I used to always call it. The PS1 Mini. Who was it? Someone like yelled at me on Twitter for calling it the PSX Classic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like I guess it's just the old habits die hard.
I never really liked the whole PSX thing myself. So... Well, I wouldn't yell at you for it. I don't like it.
I don't know. It's just, it's always what I've always thought of it as.
always thought was stupid how that became the abbreviation when it wasn't really officially sanctioned. I mean, I forget the exact origins of why that came about. But, I mean, some people would say, well, the proper, that is the proper name of the system. You know, no, it not by the, not when it was released. I think it had something to do with something from earlier development, but.
Yeah, import, the importer says, pretty sure they'll just use the same emulator that they're using on the PS3 and PSP and Vita. Probably, well, really. Probably
the same one that they use on the 9000 PS2s. Which, as far as I understand, is, I mean, just based on everything I have been told, that's software emulation on the final PS2s. Yeah. You know, I assume kind of maybe in prep for the PS3. PS3. You know, there are a lot of people who, well, not a lot, but every once in a while we get these comments saying like, oh, Sony removed backwards compatibility. That doesn't exist anymore. Or backwards compatibility doesn't exist in this model or that model of PlayStation 3. And I just have absolutely no reason to believe that's true. However, I believe a lot of these comments may come from Australia. So I don't know if for some reason that's maybe true in Australia. Can anyone confirm if that is true for any reason whatsoever?
Sony's PS1 emulator for the PS1 is loosely based off of Bleem. After Bleem went out of business, Sony hired former Bleem staff to work on PS1 compatibility for the PS3.
Huh.
That's smart. It's like the FBI hiring criminals to catch criminals.
Oh, no. Like the start button on. Oh, I was thinking too much about the controller and I fell off the edge. I feel like the start button is like maybe just a little higher. Like I'm always reaching lower for it for some reason.
Oh, I did not check Firebrand X's PSIO video.
Oh, I don't even remember when I got my pre-order in. Like I have no clue when to expect it. Just no clue at all.
We gotta do that GDMU video too, but we also, like, since it's a thing now, we gotta get one of the clones. I can't even imagine what your now playing game list has gotta look like of games you just started and just like have never gone back to.
I mean, hopefully I mean, this is not a very long game, so maybe I'll just like try to just finish it up this week. I started.
Maybe you can do it on the Twitch.
Yeah, maybe. I started the Goemon RPG, the fan translation, on Monday's backloggery stream, and I was thinking I would just go ahead and pick that up before continuing on with Dragon Quest XI. And obviously I didn't really have time this week to play Dragon Quest because of the episode or play Goemon. But I looked up a fact after the stream and I was kind of under the impression that it was maybe like a 10-hour or less RPG for some reason. I looked up a fact, and it looked like I had a long way to go. So yeah, I don't know. Like, part of me feels like I should continue it, but I don't know. I definitely feel more. I mean, it's a good game and all, but I definitely feel more excited about playing Dragon Quest. So maybe I feel like if that's just going to make it take even longer until I can play more Dragon Quest.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just pick that back up again some other time. I mean, it seems like a good game and all, but oops. Is that just a mini game or something? I wonder if all the rest of the worlds are on this planet, or if we'll go to other planets.
How far are you into Dragon Quest?
Like 9 hours. I just got the third and fourth party members.
Okay, that's right. So you didn't really play it at all this week, I guess.
No. No, I mean, I felt like getting this episode done quickly was extremely important, so. I don't want to make that a habit, though. I want to generally, take the evening off going forward, which is something I've struggled to do, but I feel like it's, ultimately doing that overall, I feel, is going to make production go up, because I'm not going to just feel so wore out all the time,
Right.
Because I just have a bad habit of just...
If we're going to sustain this, we got to find a way that it's sustainable.
Yeah, and we're already kind of taking this mindset of like, okay, what am I going to work on this week, rather than... It's just this never-ending thing,
Yeah.
It's just like, what can I achieve this week? Just take it into more realistic bites, I guess.
Yes. And you want to do a big video on Dragon Quest.
Yeah, that one...
Recording it? Have you been playing it?
Yeah, I have been. I mean, I've been spot recording.
Yeah. Just when you kind of feel something is important. I mean, that's too much footage anyways.
Yeah. It's not like I want to show like the whole game in it,
Right.
I just want to have some, and I can always use Zoom to, go wherever, later on, but I'm trying to capture some stuff as it happens in the game. Less work later.
Brad DL, I've pre-ordered a Neo Geo Mini, and like one of the extra controllers, but I haven't really been paying attention too much about it.
I don't know anything about the Neo Geo Mini. Is it like, what?
It's like a little mini arcade cabinet, but it has HDMI out. I don't know how many games.
I mean, are people excited about it? Like, is it expected to be good or?
I think it's already out in Japan.
Oh.
I think that I've heard that it's has issues. But I think it looks kind of neat, anyways. Oh, it's got 40 games, but it's mostly fighting games, which is expected. I mean, I'm curious. Need you a mini in international version. Isn't out yet, but review copies have been sent out. I mean, even I think that that's like one of the things that we've like really struggled the most with. I mean, there's things we want to look at that, you know, just like getting on some sort of list to be able to get review copies of stuff is something that I got to put more time into, where they would just send the stuff. And I like, it's just like, it's tough to, you know, like if I see something I'm interested in, just to like reach out every time. It's like, you're doing so much contacting like people that you almost don't have time to work. Like, I don't know how I get on a list. Like, maybe it's just like after we do enough stuff, then maybe they'll just like send stuff every time. What's next for the RGB Masterclass series? Hopefully a 200 episode.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a possibility that we could do some off topics, but I mean, we haven't done a 200 since late last year, and we're way overdue. I mean, that's easily the most popular subset.
Right.
I wanted to do Wii this year, and then I thought, oh, maybe I won't be able to, and now I'm thinking I will be able to again.
Yeah. I think the next two are going to be the Wii and Dreamcast.
Probably followed by PSP and PC Engine.
I don't know how we're not on lists for influencers. I mean, is that something we can sign up for? We're going to do a setup tour, revision tour. I mean, mine is not that much crazier than it was. I mean, certain things have changed and like streamlining and whatnot.
Mine has probably had more overall changes. Yeah. More sweeping changes, I guess.
I mean, like when we talk about like more casual content, that's like something you wanted to do, like a small video or something like that. Like, I could see you doing that. Like, maybe. Oh, you know, like, you know, people have been asking, like, I'm just going to do that, you know?
This kind of makes me think of like a late game Contra level.
We really love the original Xbox, and like the episode is planned. There's just like a lot of kind of like minor revisions. I think that, you know, I'm always looking at Goodwill for different versions.
I feel like, I mean, in some ways, original Xbox doesn't have a lot of.
Oh, we got a $5 donation from the importer asking what our thoughts are on Sony killing the Vita next year and not making a successor when the Switch is getting close to beating the PS4 in Japan.
I'm kind of sad that that Vita is, I guess, going out of production, because I mean, it feels like Japan still gets games regularly. I mean, there were small but not insignificant Vita sections in the stores. You know, like I'm talking like, you know, the
like GameStop doesn't even have them anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, but in Japan, you know, at Big Camera and Yodobashi Camera and those kinds of stores, I mean, they had not insignificant Vita sections. And, you know, I think the system is fairly well liked. I saw at least one guy playing a Vita on the subway or the train in Japan, you know? So I have actually gotten quite a lot of use out of my Vita recently. I've been taking it on trips instead of the Switch, in part because, I mean, yeah, I recognize that the system is winding down, and, you know, I kind of just want to get through my games that I've got for it. You know, so it's, you know, at some point in the future, I'm primarily going to be taking my Switch on trips. And also right. in part because I feel like the games that I have yet to finish on Vita can maybe be a little more casual to play through. I feel like a lot of the games I got to play through on Switch right now would just take a lot of thought and time.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I kind of wanted to play something simpler, so that's why I've been playing a lot of Vita games on trips lately.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the donation. I mean, I think the
but Vita not having is... a successor, I guess I'm not surprised, but you know, it'll be interesting to see if anyone tries to reproduce what Nintendo has done with the Switch.
Yeah, I feel like the PS5 is going to have some sort of handheld component to it.
Do you think? I don't know, because they can't do a generational leap over the PS4 with that kind of technology.
Yeah. Like, kind of on a side topic, and in terms of like taking like game systems on trips with me, I think that like the good time that we had with Zelda,
mm-hmm.
like we were playing that because, you know, it's brand new, we were excited about it. But I think I'm just kind of in a place where, like, if I'm going on a trip, like, I'm just, like, not going to bring any games at all. Because I don't, like, even play them. And it's, like, I don't even feel like it. It's been weird. Just, like, the trips that
I can understand, like, for sure. But,
like, I'd rather just, like, not even, like, think about it. Like, it's almost like, all right, we're on this trip. I'm going to, like, be away from, like, that kind of screen for a little while.
Well, I don't know. For me, though, it's like an opportunity to have that kind of screen for a while. You know?
Yeah. Right.
I like bringing games on trips. I mean, I realize that unless it's like, you know, some sort of like cross-country family vacation that I'm probably not going to spend a whole lot of time playing, but I like to play some games on an airplane. Unfortunately, yeah, I did not do nearly as much as I thought I would going to and from Japan, just because I was so tired. Although I did beat Dragon Quest Builders in Japanese airspace, which was kind of cool. But like, at first I was just like way too tired to even play Dragon Quest Builders, because I was so tired the day we flew out. I just got really lousy sleep the night before. But, you know, I think the excitement of the trip sort of sustained me to some extent. But coming back, like, I slept awesome the night before we flew. But I think by the time we actually got on the plane, it was like so much later, even though we had to get going, you know, late, you know, we had to start heading to the airport like late morning.
Right.
You know, I think by the time, you know, we got on the plane, it was just so much later. And I think the cumulative tiredness, and then the fact that the flight, you know, was overnight and stuff, like, I just really had zero energy to play games coming back, which made me sad, because I envisioned the journey to Japan as like an opportunity to make like 20 some hours of progress in some games, which definitely didn't happen.
Yeah. But it's just like a lot of, like, I can't even play games for that long straight.
Well, I think too, when you're on a family trip, like, you just, it's, you're not really going to have that kind of opportunity anyway.
Right.
But for me, it's like, I like bringing games on a trip, because, like I say, like, I sometimes I It's like when I'm away from a place where I can, like, work on my computer or anything. Like, I don't know. It's kind of just nice that, like, my options become limited. And it's like, I'm not going to work or anything. I can just play.
Right. I mean, I can understand that, but I guess it's like, I don't know. Like, I guess I can understand playing something that doesn't have a plot.
Yeah, well, I think
one of the reasons that Zelda works so well is because, okay, you know, it's kind of, you have your basic story, but then that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just exploring, and you know, you can play for as long or as short as you want to.
What's going on here? Can I just approach one of these?
Flying.
Oh, okay.
They're a little gross looking.
Must be an order to it or something. Oh. I mean, I like to play RPGs on, like, you know, family vacations where I'm not driving, and we're like, you know, traveling cross country for, you know, 10 hours a day for days on end. You know, that's some good RPG time. That's real good RPG time.
Yeah, but I mean, I never do that.
I do. Feels real good. I mean, you know, when the opportunity arises, I mean, you know, only an opportunity like that only happens once every 1 or 2 years. But
see, even if I like was like say doing that, and I was like in the back seat, I get like real car sick if I ride in the back seat. It make me. Like, I can't even, like, look at a screen.
Yeah, but I mean, especially with your family and everything, like, I don't think you could, like, really zone out in the car for that long, even if you weren't driving, you know? But, like, you know, if I'm just with, you know, me and my parents or whatever, like, you know, it's no problem to zone out in the car for hours on end.
Yeah. Not when you got 2 kids and don't stop talking. You know, next week, like, not only are we going to like a friend's wedding, but next, in just a couple of days, actually, really, my wife and I are celebrating 10 years of being married.
Dang.
10 years. And you know what that means? It's been 10 years since you beat your backlog.
That's right. And now I'm at like 220 unfinished games. So my backlog has been in steady decline for 10 years.
Well, you kept it in pretty good shape for a while there.
Dang, you know what's crazy to think about, though? I mean, you and your wife are going to be celebrating 10 years. My life in gaming is celebrating 5 years. Like, how has my life in gaming been around for half of your marriage?
That
never really clicked with me. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that, you know, it was... Because like I had seen you streaming on Justin TV like for Backlogger at that time I never even talked to you at that point.
You donated for the Final Fantasy VI marathon. You were locked. You donated locked. To get named only... Lock.
To yeah,
get Lock named Corey C.
Used them at all the entire time until the very end, like the last battle.
He probably died really early on.
Yeah, I was like cannon fodder at the very beginning. But yeah, I mean, that was 10 years ago. But we were gonna go and celebrate, you know, we were gonna go like take a vacation, just her and I, for our 10 years, and then I had a friend like getting married. It's like the day after our anniversary. Or 2 days after, I'm sorry. 10 years of marriage caused you to lose your hair? No, I had already cut off all my hair before we'd even met. Even.
Man, this level's giving me a rough time.
If I can find any photos of me here, like before. Of young Corey with hair.
I mean, I've only seen a few photos of you, like, before you shaved your head, but when you still had, like, some hair. I mean, you didn't have much hair, but you hadn't shaved yet.
Yeah.
I've seen only a few of those.
I was just a young man at that time. See if I can find anything. I did. I mean, I cut it all off when I was 25. I'm almost 40. I mean, that's a long time.
Did you make the decision based on someone who had done the same and preached the ways of?
No. I was just doing stuff at the time. I was just like, I'm not going to pretend anymore. I'm not losing my hair. And I'm just gonna like. I mean, that's like when I moved to New York. I didn't know anybody. I was just like, I was just making, you know, decisions. You know, I was being very brave, I think, at the time. A lot of stuff. Let's see if I can find any photos here. So it would have been the end of 2000 or summer of 2004. Is when I cut it off.
Oh, please tell me this is going to be the end of the level up here.
I do want to play Valkyria Chronicles 4. I played a little bit of 2. Obviously, didn't play 3, but I really liked the first one. But I do want to get it on PS4.
I downloaded the Switch and PS4 demos to kind of like get an idea of how they run. Oh no. Mm-hmm. And you know, which one I might want to get. I feel like it looks really bad in Switch docked mode. It looks good it looks pretty good on the gamepad, but it kind of just looks like a PS3 game, you know?
General. I mean, it's like a PlayStation series to me anyways.
I like the idea of maybe playing it on a trip sometime. So I don't know. I'm a little torn because, like, I feel like it looks really bad on the Switch in docked mode. But I feel like it might look better on the Switch screen than it looks on PS4, like, just in general, because it definitely doesn't look like it has pro support.
It doesn't?
I mean, it looks pretty low res, no anti-aliasing. I'm no Digital Foundry pixel counter, but I'm assuming it's just native 1080p with no anti-aliasing, which, you know, doesn't make the cell shading look as nice as I wish, but, you know, it basically just looks like the first game, but probably a little better. I mean, it's been so long, but it does not look significantly advanced upon from the first game in terms of technology. But yeah, I'm a little torn. I'm not quite sure. I'm not going to bother with that.
Yeah.
Jim.
Here's for some reason I was like looking through some old pictures I have, and here's my senior picture. Have I shown my senior picture in an episode before?
I don't know if it was a senior picture.
I've shown like some early photos of me, but you can click the link. I don't know if I've shown you that.
I feel I might have seen that before. Oh, you've got a lot of hair there.
I know.
Like I think it's kind of funny because like when you had hair, you combed your hair like I comb it.
Yeah. Here's another one. Here's like a webcam photo of myself. I don't know why.
Why do you have a webcam photo of yourself?
Looks like I got a whole bunch. I think this is like when I was losing a lot of weight. So I was using it to kind of track the thinning down of my face, I guess. I'm just a young guy. But you can tell, like, I'm like losing my hair here.
Yep.
You'll be able to tell. Like, this has got to be like I was probably. 24 here. That's it right there. You can see it. You can tell though. It's like it's going on top.
Like is it weird to you to look back at a time when you had hair? Like, I mean, so many people that you know today never knew you at a time that you had hair.
I know.
Over 100,000 subscribers have only known you without hair. Like, I mean, think about that. It's weird for me to think of you with hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird to think about. I mean, I can't imagine dealing with
it. I mean, I don't really do anything with my hair other than wash it and comb it. Get a haircut every now and then.
You want to see what's really funny, though? Is randomly in this webcam. in this webcam, like these pictures that I took, is there's randomly a picture of this. Hang on. I don't know why. But I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
I don't know why. Did you?
It's just there.
Did you sell it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you were taking photos.
Probably from an eBay listing. But it's, you know, it's disappointing because I got a replacement copy, but it's not a Super Wonder Boy and Super Monster Land label.
Oh, I'm not sure which one I have.
Like, what an awesome name that would have been if that was the real name of the game. I mean, Wonder Boy and Super Monster Man.
I just picked up a Master System game for you yesterday that I saw in the store that had you been actively looking for it, or is it something you just don't see very often?
I thought about getting it multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Was it a good deal for it?
I feel like it was.
But what's it called? Time Travelers or something?
Time Soldiers.
Time Soldiers. It's got pretty awesome box art.
It's I'm pretty sure it's a Taito game.
There's a Tyrannosaurus Rex coming out of a time portal, and I don't know how you top that.
You don't.
I guess you don't. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do here. Is there some mechanic I don't understand with my... Wait, did I kind of pass through that? What? I feel like that can't be how I'm supposed to work that thing. I don't understand.
Smoke Monster, can you even play that? It uses the rotary controller. How do you even play that at home? Or can you play like it with... Is there like a dip switch to turn off rotary controls? Well, D-Gamer 50, I'm not sure if I've aged well or not. But one thing's for certain, that there's nothing I can do about it. And I can do my best. I don't know. I think I look young for my age.
Whoa, that is... Is that kangaroo head rat?
That is horrifying, really.
Yeah, like what is up with that? I think it's like a rat that like decapitated a kangaroo and is like wearing its hollowed out head.
That's messed up. DHR54 bought some guy's Genesis, a lot of Genesis games. 69 games for $450.
That's probably a good deal. But it has more Genesis games than I have. A lot more. I have a tidy Genesis collection. I do wish I had more Genesis games, but it's not a huge assortment.
Vasquez, I do wear contacts at times. I used to wear them a lot more than I do now. It's just it's easier, I think, just to be able to throw on glasses and just with kids especially.
Did you wear contacts every day when you worked in New York?
Yeah. Until the very end, until I had kids. Yeah, it's like when I had kids is when I started wearing glasses.
I have zero interest in contacts. Like the process of putting them on just... Like, I can't even get eye drops, so...
Yeah. Oh, Smoke Monster, you were talking about Time Killers. For some reason, I thought you were talking about Time Soldiers. No, Time Killers is the one that's the really bad fighting game where you cut off the limbs. And then there was a sequel, is Bloodstorm, I think.
That's the name of the second Final Fantasy XIV expansion. Or no,
Bloodstorm?
No, it's Stormblood.
Oh. Yeah, I want to get LASIK pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah, I would definitely get it. I don't know like how well it works in the long run, but it goes really quick now. When I was in college,
I mean, some people do get, I think, like sort of like some sparkles, and eventually, like I think a lot of people need like a touch up surgery, like after so many years. That's another thing I have zero interest in. Like, I can't imagine voluntarily letting something touch my eye.
Or even like a laser that they cut open the flap.
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean,
and shoot inside. They shoot lasers inside.
I've seen video of the process. Like, it is not just a laser. I mean, there's cutting involved, and I'm like, nope.
No, I mean, I would definitely get it. I don't know what the price is like these days. I mean, if health insurance covered it, like, I would definitely get it done. I can't even imagine, like, being able to wake up in the middle of the night and look at the clock and know what time it is.
That's really? Your vision's that bad?
My vision's pretty bad, yeah. I definitely can not function without
I mean... I couldn't.
It's like, I can't see like 7 feet away very well.
I mean, I can definitely like mill about the house without my glasses in the morning pretty good. But, you know, I don't like looking at like the computer without them. But I mean, my up close is not as good as it was, but my major problem is, I mean, it's just the further away it is, the less well I can see it, basically. But I used to be able to see anything at arm's reach, at least. Like, no different whether I had glasses or not. But now the distance that where glasses make no distance is much, no difference is much closer than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm sitting right here and, you know, the computer monitor I'm looking at is right above my PDM, and you know, like, how far my PDM is from...
This is bad...
from me.
Bad frame rate in this section.
But I can't see. I can't see I can't read any of the chat from here. Definitely not.
I mean, you've always... Basically always worn glasses.
Yeah, starting about fourth grade, I think, is when I got them.
See, I didn't wear glasses until the summer between graduating from high school and starting college.
Wow. I mean, you didn't wear them, but did you need them?
Like, I didn't.
Should you have gotten them before you got them?
I did not realize I needed them until just my, you know, some of the obligatory doctor stuff I had to do before college. You know, he was like, you should go to an optometrist. But I definitely didn't realize. I mean, like, for a long time, I was like, actually, like, the guy who people would ask, like, what's on the board? What's written on the board?
Really?
Yeah. Like, I used to be known for having decent vision.
Really?
Yeah.
Um, to like brag for a second. My daughter, she's in first grade, just started first grade, like has been in school for a month, and she got student of the month.
Oh man!
The first month of school for her.
Student of the month.
Student of the month. Man. And you know, like I went to a small school and I never got student of the month.
Was there a student of the month?
Yeah, for each grade. And I like the entire time through from 7th to 12th grade, I never got
student. What does it take to be student of the month?
I don't know. So I don't know, but you know. Yeah, she got student of the month. Apparently I have to go. We got to go and like talk to like you have to go to like the school board meeting or something. And like they talk about it. I don't know what to expect. My kids basically don't play any games with me. I mean, sometimes they like to kind of mess around with it. My son just like doesn't understand. Like yesterday, my son played Batman on the hacked NES Mini for a minute. I'm like, you're not gonna like it. It's really hard. He just likes to sit there and just like throw punches and standing in place. You know, I put it on for him. I was like, you're not gonna like it. It's hard.
Like he wanted to play Batman. Like how did he?
No, I just want to play Batman. And you know, he played it. I left the room and he comes out. He's like, I don't want to play Batman anymore.
How did he know there was a Batman game to play on NES?
I don't know.
He like asked you to play NES Batman or play on like I just don't understand how
he specifically said I want to play Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I just put like, you know, if he just wants something that's kind of easy for him to play, like I feel like Excitebike is an easy one for him just to
mm-hmm.
mess around with. But he's like, he's very adamant about playing Batman. I don't know if I was to have one of the kids on stream sometime. I don't know how popular that'd be. maybe for like 5-10 minutes. The problem is that they're usually like, it's like bedtime when the stream starts. My son is—he's three. He's in preschool. He's almost four. Yeah, the kids will never know what it is to buy a complete game out of the box. But yes, whatever. You know, like either. You know, the kids are gonna think that all the stuff that I have up here is really cool, or they're gonna think it's really dumb. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I could see doing like a live stream. It'd have to be earlier. Maybe we could do like a 30-minute like pre-live stream kid thing. I'd be afraid they'd say something. It'd be embarrassing. That's like my number one thing that'd be.
What would they even say that's embarrassing?
I don't know. Like, I mean, like my son is definitely like obsessed with poop right now, and like poop is funny.
Yeah,
funny. But I'm real sick of hearing about poop now. And he still doesn't quite get that. As many times as I can tell him that, he doesn't quite understand that, you know, just like if you laugh at something, if I laugh at something, just like saying it over and over again doesn't mean it just gets funnier and funnier. I don't know. Maybe that's something. I was kind of thinking that, you know, my daughter could maybe make a little appearance in the third party controllers episode, because I'm going to be showing that kid's controller. She could probably make a quick little appearance as being the kid with the PS4 kids controller.
I'm not sure what kind of upgrade I've got on my bombs. They look green and I've got a bomb with a heart in the middle of the screen. Oh, it must be remote bombs. What? Wait. Okay, the Z button. It's the only thing the Z button has done this game so far. It's actually kind of nice, like, I can hit R to lay, and then I can hit the Z button on the right side. ZR, I guess, if you will. That's not what it calls it, but it's like kind of nice that I can just go back and forth like that. Yeah, I will admit this controller is winning me over more than I thought it would. I mean, not that I expected to like dislike it or anything, but like it's, you know, it's just that I'm already like a big fan of the N64 controller. It's like, you know, I didn't need a replacement.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, Jason Kornick, that's like something I also think about. That's why, you know, it'd be very minimal, you know, thing. I also don't want to like have them in something that like, you know, will embarrass them eventually down the road.
What did that Switch do?
My favorite Phantasy Star game is definitely the first one, but that is, I mean, that's just like the nostalgic pick. Obviously, I think that the fourth one is the best one, and it's my second favorite for sure. I used to have like a hard stance that 2 was my least favorite. I mean, when I say least favorite, doesn't mean that I don't like the game. It was just my least favorite out of all of them. But it's really hard for me to decide, like, which is, like, between the second and third one now. Which one I think would be in third place for me. What time is the stream? Stream ended, should have ended technically 13 minutes ago. But it's okay.
Let's see. I think the next level is a boss, so
yeah, you can wrap it up then. The first Phantasy Star is the one that's getting a Switch release, yes. And I actually might end up doing, maybe I could do like a Sega Ages video on that.
She could totally slip through those bars.
Oh, you, DHR 54, you had the Phantasy Star 4 comes in the stupid cardboard box.
Yeah.
Like, what a stupid thing that was.
It's still the only cardboard box game I own.
What are some Japanese only games I wished you could play? What are some Japanese only games that you wish you could play but can't because of the language barrier?
Let me think. I mean, a lot of the ones I would like to play have fan translations. I mean, one game that I have played, but I only because I got, you know, help every step of the way, was Gambari Goemon 3 on Super Famicom.
There's no fan translation for that either. Yeah.
Like it plays really well. It's very much like the template for the first N64 game, which is really cool, but I don't quite know what to do with this boss. I mean, it's just he has a lot more moves than his previous encounter.
Importer, I do have all four, or I have Mega Drive versions of all four Phantasy Star games. So I do have like the Japanese box for it. One thing that I'm really on the lookout for is the Phantasy Star 4 hint book. It's the U.S. one. I think you could only get it through mail order. There's one on eBay right now, but it comes with a game. It's all in great shape. It's like $150 for both.
Man, this guy's a lot tougher this time around. I wish I could have carried my remote bombs to this level. I think the key might just be to lay a bunch of bombs and hope one of them hits him. Eventually, actually, it's working pretty well. I was trying to aim too carefully, I guess. What do you want this? Well, I bet this guy actually turns out to be a good guy once we come to an understanding. He seems like that kind of character.
Yeah. You've already called it, I think. I saw someone mention the beat-em-up collection, and I actually applied to get a review copy of that, and I ended up getting it on when it showed up, probably on Thursday. Thursday or Friday. It might have been Friday, actually. And I do plan on doing a video on it at some point, because I want to kind of do it versus, I know somebody who has like a Final Fight PCB. I want to be able to compare it to stuff like that. And Final Fights come out in different forms. So maybe a video at some point. What is interesting though is it has no video options.
Well, so, because of the pace of those games, the shimmer isn't too bad, but it is there.
Yeah, but it's like, I think that it's like, it's hard to notice for the most part. But there's no video options. There's not even scanline options, which is kind of surprising. Yeah, Final Fight ports could be a video on its own, for sure.
This is going to be a lot harder without extra bombs. Wonder what was,
but it's a pretty good collection, I think.
Well, this wasn't the level. There was a level where I would have been able to build up my bombs pretty quickly.
I gotta run to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay, I just want to see if keep my my. Do I keep... Oh, man, I don't keep my bombs for quitting a level. But I think that boss fight's going to be real rough if I don't have bombs, so... I'm going to... Maybe I can just rush through this level really quick. I don't care about the fire upgrade so much. Although it doesn't hurt, for sure, but I think the bomb count I definitely need maxed out. that's a pretty good level for grinding up bomb count. This little mini boss is easy. I did it. Alright, let's see if... I don't know what my fire level was before. Might have only been one, because these look like bigger explosions than I'm used to getting.
How do we think about Bowser? I've seen people mention this whole thing, but I have no idea what's even.
Think about what?
Bowsette.
Bowsette.
Apparently, it's like a Peach cosplaying as Bowser.
Okay.
It's fan art based off a Toadette thing.
So I guess there's this whole thing about like. So in the Nintendo Direct, they showed New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe for Switch.
Okay.
And Toadette is a playable character now, and she can get a power-up. She puts on a crown that turns her into a character they're calling Peachette, which basically looks like Peach. And so now, like, people are wondering if Nintendo has dropped a bomb on us about, like, how the Mushroom Kingdom works. And, like, is Peach a toad wearing a crown? Like, what is the meaning of this?
Oh. Well. Okay. That's really thinking about it.
I don't know about this, what people were talking about Bowsette. I guess that sounds like that's just a fan art thing.
Bowser transformed into Peach using the Super Crown.
Okay. Oh, interesting. So you lose your fire count when you die, but not your bomb count. That's a little strange, but... Man, that first fight when I started just dropping bombs more all over the place, I was hitting them a lot more often. I'm struggling again now. I guess I can throw bombs at him when he's doing a magic attack. But otherwise, he's pretty good at dodging everything.
I gotta look this up.
It almost sounds like something maybe you don't want to see.
Not Google it. Okay. People are saying no, Google 1,000 times. When he hit the boss with a bomb, he gets stunned for a second.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's hurt. I don't think that lets me hit him again. I think I got him somehow. I didn't even realize I hit him.
It's okay. He'll be back, though. He was just going easy on you.
Okay. What was that bird there randomly for? All right. There's only four levels in this world, but I guess I'll quit for now. All right. It's a pretty enjoyable game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what the week brings. I guess maybe we can figure out some more time.
Yeah, maybe so. Squeeze.
Do you think you're gonna have like a busy week? I mean, it's your last.
I just kind of want to wrap up a few things, job related. You know, get some of their gear back to them. Make sure I've got files, you know, on hard drives and stuff in their possession, so I can clear up space on my computer.
Yeah. You feel like you're gonna be sad at all?
No. I mean, not that there are any hard feelings or anything, but I mean, not in the slightest. I mean, I'm very, very grateful for everything they've done for me, honestly. But you know, it's time. I mean, you know, I'm past the point where I physically and mentally, you know, can continue like that. I mean, it's just unhealthy, you know.
Right.
It's just too much. It's just too much. I'm past the point.
But, and we're just gonna put everything we got into this.
Yeah. We're gonna make it happen.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna try.
Oh, we're gonna make it happen. We're gonna make it happen. You know? I mean, that's how you make it happen, is you say you're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, maybe I'll do a little streaming this week. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think
we get into like a groove, like I definitely want to do like a lunch break type stream, and then like maybe we can even do like a thing where, you know, people can vote on like what they want us to play, like we could play through entire games that way. Slowly over time, and then people who watch can vote on what we're gonna play next.
Oh, uh-huh.
Might be a fun thing to do. Anyways, not gonna do it.
I guess that'll do. So you're gonna be getting back late. You're gonna be getting back sometime next Sunday, but you think you'll be back in time for the stream?
Yes. I mean, I'll let you know ahead of time if it's not going to happen.
Okay. Do you think I should count on picking what to do next week?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So good night, everyone.
Good night. We'll see you next week.